This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Come around to my
way of thinking. Off we go on a Wednesday. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Experts. And Dr. Chris and Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean, all in the house this afternoon. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, Joey.
Good,
Joey.
How are you?
Doing well today. Glad to have you in. I know you guys have been discussing the show and what we got. A lot of stuff going on today.
Always. Yeah. Always new subjects, always something to talk about. Today we're going to be, as everybody or any listeners that have heard us before know, we're always touching on different subjects. Today we're going to talk on different diets. Popular ones that we like, ones that we're not fans of. We're probably going to be touching on, Dr. Shea, what's the subject you're going to be on today?
Thyroid. It's a big one in the United States that I don't think a lot of us are aware of, and just hitting on some pointers there.
Which affect the weight, right? Thyroid, yeah.
That's a big one. Yeah, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that are on, medications and don't really know, how to help thyroid naturally. And as everybody knows who has listened prior, that we're all about natural health. Our mission, as we always state at the beginning of every show, is to help as many people as we can in our community get healthy and stay healthy without the use of medication and surgery. So if you know anybody who's out there who's tired of medications and they're going to the doctor and that's all they're being peddled all the time and they're looking for something else, that's what we focus on in our office. That's our goal in practice. That's our goal with every patient, client, whoever comes through the door. We want to help you be as natural in your health as you can, as we are. We live this life every day of our lives. We were fortunate enough to, Dr. Shea and I should say, to be brought up in this. We were brought up, in a family that does things a natural way, stays away from medications, avoids surgery, eats healthy, stays active, gets adjusted chiropractically on a regular basis. So we practice what we preach.
I was going to say, you're practicers as well as preachers, right?
Absolutely. I was just talking to a guy in practice today who came in as a new patient. I met him at a networking group, and he's 37, and he feels all right, but he has issues. And, obviously he's coming in with something, as people generally do when you think of a chiropractor. And like I was telling them, there's just certain things that you got to do. And when you get over that hump, being healthy is not, it's not this huge mountain that needs to be climbed. It's anybody can do it. It just takes, as we say all the time, it takes motivation. It takes some willingness to do what you got to do to get there, because it doesn't happen on its own. And I'm always the first to tell somebody that this is not an easy road, but it's a doable road.
And worth it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I want to add to that? Getting into this 33 years ago myself, I say literally by the grace of God, I've been afforded the opportunity to study health. And this happened to me when I was having health issues myself back in my mid-20s. And I've talked about this on the show before, but I was literally kind of lost and scared and trying to find answers. And they weren't coming to me. But now that my kids, I brought them up this way, they're so used to feeling good that it's the norm for them. So sometimes it's hard for them to really appreciate fully what they've been afforded. But now that they, are beginning to learn that and beginning to appreciate and understand it and seeing people and dealing with people in our office, they get a better understanding that, we're really lucky. And that's why we're so motivated. And I want to throw in again, as I like to do every week, a thank you to Kelly Greeley, the Girl to Know on Radio, for giving us the opportunity to get out and educate people.
And before we go any further, I've got a quote I read recently, and I've heard this in the past, and I always found it pretty interesting. It's a quote by a French Enlightenment writer and historian, philosopher. I don't even know what years this is from. This is hundreds of years ago, maybe 1400, 1500s. His name is Voltaire. He said, "Doctors prescribe drugs of which they know little, for diseases of which they know less, and to patients of which they know nothing." And I'm just, when I saw the years that he was living, I'm like, wow, not a ton has changed. When we get people in our office, we had a caller, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? It was one of the callers who said something about her husband with a triple bypass. Mm. And when I was doing the examination and consultation with him, like I always say on here, we're very thorough. We listen, we take we want to know everything that's going on so we can, you know, find the best way to help. But she was telling me, you know, some of the woes of, you know, going to the clinics and being dealt with for a few minutes and being turned away and not getting the answers that they want and not really getting the help that they're looking for. And we don't have all the answers, but I can tell you that we're, you know, if we don't have them, we're going to try and find them. And when she was telling me that, it's like a broken record. I hear so many people say, you know, I go into the doctor's office, they find out my symptom, they sit with me for 5 to 10 minutes, they give me a prescription, and I'm out the door. And so when I read this quote, I'm like, wow, so that's been going on for hundreds of years.
This is nothing new.
This is just kind of how the way the system is currently. And if you're looking, like I said, to avoid that, or you know people who are in pain and looking for a different route, this is, you know, it's what Reed Family Wellness is all about.
I think that, yeah, people just don't. And again, I had a patient in this morning. This is an 87-year-old woman, and she came in with some neck pain. But you know what? She's got severe chronic asthma, and she has a very, very, very thin skin. Again, she's 87 years old, and lots of skin troubles. But she also has a lot of digestive issues. And I mentioned to her, I said, you know, I saw her a few weeks ago. And I said, you know, these chronic asthma, believe it or not, is greatly affected by digestion. And your skin is greatly affected by digestion. And we've had a few people call in on the radio talking about digestive issues and what can they do about it. And we've mentioned to them, I say to them all the time, hey, you need to come in and do a consult with us, get it evaluated, because if you think about your digestive tract, it affects every cell that makes up your body. Trillions of cells that make up your body affected by digestion. How many people are on antacids, acid blockers, reflux medications, et cetera, et cetera? How many people have irritable bowel, Crohn's disease,
ulcerative colitis,
yeah, irritable bowel syndrome, like Rhonda who came in last week and spoke, you know, got that diarrhea issue that we talked enough about last week.
excessive
diarrhea. Yeah. But all these things are affected by our digestive tract. And our digestive tract, again, is what feeds every cell that makes up our body. So it's such a big deal. But this woman came in. Her neck is doing tremendously better. I saw her today, and I said, you know what? You look tremendously better. And quite honestly, I've seen her very few times. But her neck is better. I said, listen, now, as we talked about, now we need to focus on getting your digestive tract healthy, which it's much better. She's having normal bowel movements. She's feeling better. Her stomach pains are gone. And this has been a very short period, and she's 87 years old. Who would have thought that at 87, wow, I could have my life back. I could be more functional. I could feel better. This is stuff that we get to see every day, and it's so exciting that we want to talk more about things that we see, because I think people want to know this information. And again, the beauty of it, we don't use drugs. We don't use surgery. Anyhow.
As far as diets, so we're going to be touching on different diets today. Obviously, diets are, you know, something that a lot of people are doing or on or think of.
Well, especially when a new one comes up, right? It's like, oh, got to try that, got to lose this weight.
Exactly. And the first thing I always talk to people about when I talk about dieting is just the word diet has just been kind of flipped on its head, because dieting, and I had to look this up because I wasn't aware of this, like the word diet has been around since the 13th century, right? And it comes in English, it generally means the habituation of, you know, the intake of food and drink. And that's how it should be. You know, we think our diet is what we consume every day. But people think of it now as how they're going to eat for a certain period of time to get what they want. And then what? So the word diet actually comes from a Greek word, which is like dieta, I think it was, which meant like a way of living life or how to lead one's life. And that is exactly how it should be. That's how diet should be treated. It's what you're consuming every day to feel the way you want to feel. And if it's not good, I don't like how people think like, oh, I'm going to go on this diet. Well, then you shouldn't go on anything. You should create a new path of how you're going to
do it every day, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then those are the people that are going to have the most success. And that's when we, on this next segment, when we get into the specific diets, we'll talk about some research that goes into that to talk about, you know, it is about the consistency. It is about the long range, no end in sight kind of diet that really gets people the results that they're looking for.
If somebody is interested in getting a hold of you, Dr. Sean, how does that happen?
You can contact our office at 217-698-5800. We are also at reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. Feel free to reach out. We'd love to help.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good. From the moment I rise, feel good from morning to the end of the day.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness. Dr. Chris and Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean, all in studio. And if you have a call, give us a buzz, 753-1240.
So going into the break, we were talking about how we're going to be touching on diets right now. We talked about the word diet and how it's kind of lost the true meaning of what it, you know, began as. And so we're trying to bring it back to people so you understand, like, your diet is what you eat every day. If you have a poor diet, then you have a poor diet. And going on a diet isn't necessarily the best situation to put yourself in unless you plan on making that lifestyle change and really sticking it out. You know, most people, when they think of the diet, they think of, you know, a short period duration, you know, like this isn't a sprint and people need to realize that this is not a short race. This should be a marathon. And if you are getting into a diet to lose 20 pounds, my question to you is, what are you going to do when those 20 pounds are lost? Did you learn something? Was the diet something sustainable? Was it something that you enjoyed doing? Or is it something that you can't wait to get off of and you can't wait to get back to that old way of eating? Because I'm telling you, you're going to be on that merry-go-round for the rest of your life, because most people are. I mean, I've seen so many, since we started our weight loss program, a lot of yo-yo, they always, you know, use that term,
right?
Yo-yo dieting. And they realize that it's, you know, it's a dead-end road as far as not getting the results that they're looking for. And so when people start treating it as a marathon and not a sprint, you're going to start getting, you know, what you want. It's not that miracle cure. It's not the miracle drug. It's really changing what you're consuming, changing your approach and your outlook on what you're consuming and why you're consuming it, and then really just making those steps to make that stick so that you're not, you know, I guess, flailing around just waiting, you know, waiting for that moment when you can get back to eating what you were eating prior to going on it, because that's just it's not sustainable. A lot of patients have been coming in recently asking me about intermittent fasting. Now, there's a lot, I don't know if you ever heard of intermittent fasting.
Sure.
So intermittent fasting, there's two types, and one of them is where people will pick certain days a week where they're literally going to fast the whole day through. Which I don't know that that's as common as the other type. And I don't know that these types have names, but the other ones where people are eating for an 8-hour window a day. So, you know, they'll do, you know, I don't even know what time people will start eating, you know, maybe like dinner time, like 6 o'clock p.m. and, you know, eat for an 8-hour period, eat dinner that night, you know, maybe potentially not even breakfast the next day, and then go a whole window of 16 hours without eating again. And I was looking up what, you know, the effects of that actually has on the body, and it's supposed to, you know, it's supposed to aid in weight loss, and it kind of works like a keto diet, which people know that name, keto. We're going to touch on the specifics of the keto diet, but it kind of works in the same way that it goes and it changes your body's fat burning, and it's having you, instead of burning glucose, it's actually having you burn the fat for energy. And so research says that it can help with, you know, your metabolism and actually help with like cognitive brain function. But as far as, you know, long term, does it work? It's kind of per each user, I guess. I've got a lot of people that do it and like it. I don't try to intermittently fast, but a lot of times I'll, you know, come home from work, I'll have lunch, I'll have dinner that night, and I wake up the next morning, if I'm not hungry, I'm not eating. I'm not gonna force myself to eat just because you're supposed to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's how I feel. There's a lot of schools of thought that say, gotta have three square meals, gotta have snacks in between. And that works probably for a lot of people. So like I said, intermittent fasting for me, I probably do it 75% of the time, but not like I'm on some mission to do it. I just found that for me, it kind of works.
You know, when I was in high school, I was 18 at the time, just graduating from high school. And I just, I remember having my summer job that summer. And I would get up and I'd go to work and I literally wouldn't eat all day. And the only meal I would have is at dinner time. And I did that for like a whole summer. Well, guess what? I ended up losing some weight. And it wasn't, you know, I didn't try to do it. It just happened. But I never really felt like I was missing out on anything. And that's one of the things, is again, we condition our brains to think that, yeah, well, as Dr. Sean just said, we need three meals, we need snacks. And what does the body really need? Especially for these people, literally, who are sitting all day at a computer working. Guess what? You're not burning a lot of calories. You know, do you really need three meals, or do you just need light little snacks? And then the biggest thing is, you know, are the snacks that you're eating, are they quality food? Are you getting nutrition from them, or is it just empty calories, which a lot of this stuff is?
And when you think about how, you know, for human history, at what point in human history have people been able to eat all day every day and eat all the snacks they want? Never. So our bodies probably really aren't conditioned to eat constantly. So that's why I think, you know, that kind of makes sense, the whole intermittent fasting. But I'm by no means am I, like, you know, a huge advocate that's pushing that on all the clients in our office. I just am saying, for personal experience, that's just kind of where I feel good at. If I'm doing more activity-wise and I find myself being hungry, well, you better believe I'm going to eat breakfast. But if I'm not hungry, I'm not going to force myself to consume it.
And what point in human history did we decide it was okay to eat Bugles and corn curls and candy bars as our...
I just had a Bugle the other day. I haven't had a Bugle in a long time. Those are probably one of the saltiest chips I've ever... I'm not even joking. I couldn't even believe it. It tasted decent, but it's not something I want to be eating all the time.
But again, the stuff that we've introduced in the last 100 years into the American diet, why do we have a problem with obesity? Because all this food is heavily processed. There's literally zero nutrition, but it's full of calories. It's full of garbage. It's toxifying our brain and our body. It's causing a lot of problems, a lot of sickness. But we still do it. And so let's get back to the diets. Dr. Shea, I know you wanted to mention something.
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking about the diets and just growing up in the family that I've grown up in, starting probably 10 years ago, I noticed that I was starting to gain weight and I didn't know why. For a little bit, I think my parents both thought I had some sort of thyroid disorder.
I didn't.
And we did blood testing. Everything came back negative. But I was looking for that special pill, that diet, and I tried a couple different ones. From one, I actually lost like 20, 25 pounds, and I felt great. I felt amazing. I was like a senior in high school and, you know, on top of the world. And ultimately, I ended up gaining 20 plus another probably 20 more pounds, and it kind of became a vicious cycle. And I didn't know where to turn. I was kind of embarrassed, you know, and I know my dad is, to me, in my eyes, the epitome of health. He does so well. And I was just trying to find a way to figure it out on my own. Not until maybe a couple years ago, maybe while I was in chiropractic school, I finally just came to terms with, okay, exercise alone is not going to do it. Eating is a huge part of it, but I was just trying to focus on my stress levels. And everything my dad has always taught me is that diets don't work. It's a lifestyle change. Right. So what Dr. Sean has been preaching for the last couple minutes is just that it's not a sprint. It is a marathon, and it's easy to get on that course, but you have to want it. But you have to ultimately understand that it's coming from, has to be from stressful situations in your life. Physically, I was in school, so mentally, emotionally, and then again, chemically. I mean, what you're putting in your body every day has a lot to do with weight gain, weight loss, and that's what I learned.
And knowing that we were going to talk about this today, I was just curious as to what the studies were on diets and which ones actually are supposed to be. You know what's popular. People know what they've heard, the ketos, the Weight Watchers, the Atkins. I looked up some stuff and was reading that the Journal of American Medical Association looked at the Atkins, the Ornish, the Weight Watchers, and the Zone diets. They studied and followed these dieters for a year and found that the losses from each diet were very comparable to all those studied, and it really didn't matter whether you were doing a low-fat versus a low-carb diet. I followed that up with reading that the University of Toronto and UCLA as well also did studies where they were looking at a bunch of different diets as well and looking at, you know, the results of, and, you know, what each one concluded with, and said that the best diet, and this is kind of what we've been touching on, but this is literally what the studies say, the best diet is the one that the people can adhere to for long term.
Yeah, because if you're doing it and it drives you crazy, it's like, oh, I hate this. Well, it's not something you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what they found was when they would follow the dieters long term, they would find that people ended up just putting the right weight back on and actually ended up in the very end scheme of things with more weight than they had when they started the diet.
Right.
So it's not, you know, which diet you do. It's which diet is okay for you. Which diet is one that you are okay with every day and doesn't have you clamoring to get off.
Which diet can you sustain for a lifetime? And again, I don't. It is a life choice, but I will tell you that I've studied this stuff back in the mid-90s when I first got into it. And at that time, for the record, the main things were the Zone diet and the Atkins diet. We'll touch on that a little bit more next session here. And again, just finish this session. If you guys have questions out there and you want, you know, give us a call. And you can reach us at reedfamilywellness.com, R-E-I-D, Family Wellness, at 217-698-5800. We're here to help and we're here to educate, so... Don't be shy. Give us a buzz and ask questions.
Yeah, please do. Give us the buzz again. 753-1240 is the number. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Dancing days are here again. Summer evenings go.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness and Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Shauna. We've been talking about...
Diet, as Dr. Shaw mentioned twice now, and I'm going to mention the third time, diet is literally nothing more than what you eat. That's your diet. And diet as a, what's the word, representing quick fix or just to lose weight is really the wrong interpretation of what diet really means.
A temporary thing, yeah. That's what most people think, though. They think it's temporary. It's not. We'll also touch on the importance of water consumption just day to day, especially like while, quote, dieting. You got to drink water. You got to stay hydrated. Your body needs it. And most people aren't drinking enough. Just had a disappointment. I haven't even talked to you about this. We've got, you know, certain people that are doing certain things in our office that aren't always, you know, what we agree with. But it's okay. You know, we can only tell people what we, you know,
recommend
what they, you know, what they should do, and they're not always going to listen. It's okay, but I've got someone who's doing some dieting weight loss stuff, and found out that, you know, she's still drinking multiple Diet Cokes a day, and I'm just like, listen, I told her you got to listen to the radio show, because we talked on the diet drinks, and people think they're doing okay with the diet drinks, and they're just not. Wow. Increase your water intake. It's huge. Every cell of your body needs it. And when you talk about, you know, losing weight, and, you know, there's a lot of toxins that are, you know, built up in your body. So when you're losing weight, you got to be flushing the system. So that was just kind of a side note.
Just cola in general. Again, women especially need to realize that acid, that you know, carbonation and the phosphoric acid in the cola is actually going to draw calcium out of your bones to neutralize that acid. The colas are very hard on your bones. They're very hard on your gut. And they're, you know, if it's diet especially, it's full of a lot of fake sugars, cancer-causing sugars. So there's really nothing positive. Now, don't get me wrong. You know what? I just realized that sometimes if I'm out doing yard work, I like to come in. I like to have a couple swigs of a Coca-Cola. And you know what? That's my little go-to periodically. But I don't do it very often. But if I'm out working hard and it's hot outside, I get some water and I get a couple swigs of Coke and it just sparks me. I go out and do some more yard work and I think my wife's happy with that. And
Works out for everybody.
Keeps me out of the house, keeps me out of her hair, keeps me out in the yard. My kids and wife are safe when I'm out in the yard for the most part.
So touching on some specific diets that we were looking up that we wanted to talk about, a lot of people have heard of the keto diet. The keto diet it consists a lot of fat and protein while cutting carbs.
Now, is that similar to Atkins?
The Atkins diet, essentially, yes. I mean, the Atkins diet, you're wanting to specifically cut out sugars and grains. And that, when grains, we're talking like the carbs people think about, you know, the pastas and things of that sort. You're wanting to cut out vegetable oils and trans fats. So anything, you know, low fat would be, you know, I guess Atkins worthy. I mean, they want you eating lots of vegetables, lots of fruits. They allow starches, legumes, things like beans and lentils. And it also wants you consuming meats, fish, seafood, eggs, things of that sort. A lot of oils as well, which a lot of the good diets that we're into, even though we're not like a huge advocate for Atkins, same thing with keto. I mean, it's all about putting whole foods in the body. Fruits and vegetables, nuts, good oils, meats, lean meats preferably, but, you know, any meat in general, eggs, things of that sort. Then that's what the keto diet is. The purpose of the keto diet, like cutting the carbs, is because it's supposed to put your body into a state of ketosis, which means that your body's starting to burn those fats for energy instead of the carbohydrates.
So and really all those diets, even the zone diet, does the same thing. You want to burn fat for energy. And I was just explaining to Joey the reason behind that is when you actually burn fat for energy, you get twice the amount of energy from burning fat than you do proteins or carbohydrates. Now, I know I'm getting technical here, but when, let's say you need a quick fix, like an athlete, so to speak. An athlete, what do they drink during games?
Gatorade.
Most of them drink Gatorade. Sure. Well, guess what? Most Gatorades are pure sugar. Now, that's carbohydrates. Sugars are carbohydrates. So what happens is that goes directly, quickly, very quickly into your bloodstream. The bad thing about this is you get a sudden rush of energy, but guess what? That sudden spike of energy is followed by a crash. And so you got to keep feeding sugar, feeding sugar, feeding sugar. And that's not a good thing, and it's not a good thing on your insulin levels. That's very detrimental to your health. And the zone diet talks about that pretty intensely. But the best thing to do is to burn fat for energy, because that's more efficient. That's a better fuel. You get twice the amount of energy when you burn fat than you do carbohydrates. So we all ultimately want to be burning fat for energy. I personally got introduced to the Zone Diet in the mid-90s through my brother Dan, and I think he was the one that introduced me to it, through a book called Enter the Zone. And it was a life changer for me. And keep in mind, I kind of grew up in the 80s, what was called a carb-loading decade. And back then, everything was about breads and pastas, and I was in heaven because guess what? I love that stuff. Like every other American, I love the breads and the pastas. I tell people, and I mean this, I used to have 360 bowls of cereal a year. Why? Because every morning I'd eat cereal, and every night before I went to bed, I'd eat cereal because I thought it was good for me.
Right.
Then I got introduced to this book called Enter the Zone in the mid-90s, and literally I went from eating 360 bowls of cereal a year to maybe two or three a year. Why did I cut this stuff out? Because I got educated. And I thought, you know what? Wow, this stuff is really inflammatory to my body, to my joints. And then I began to eat better, and I realized, God, I feel so much better. My joints feel better.
I was just thinking about doing the math on that. If you're eating two bowls a day, wouldn't it be more than 360?
720, I'm sorry. 365 times two. Where did I get 360?
I'm like, man, that's
holy
not
cow.
As much as two times a day.
365 times two, whatever that is. What?
Yeah, whatever. We're over
730.
Over 700.
730. Okay, so I'm sorry, 730 bowls of cereal a year. Matter of fact, I think back in the late 80s, I was living out in California, and Dr. Sean, and Dr. Shea were little kids. I'm newborn. Sean would have been two, and Shea just born. But I used to love, funny story, my wife and I used to cut coupons. You know, here we are out in California, and we used to get double coupons. So I would cut all these cereal coupons of these cereals that I wanted, and we'd go to the store, and I'd literally buy like five boxes of cereal. And I'd have my huge bowl of cereal every morning, huge bowl every night, and I was in heaven.
And for the listener that doesn't know us or our family or Dr. Chris personally, that was a long time ago. Yeah. I feel like slaps himself on the wrist now. Yeah.
29 years ago. Yeah. 27 years ago.
So back to the diets. Another one that I read about that has a lot of positive reviews, I'm going to say some ones that I like and some ones I don't. Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet's a pretty popular one right now, and it consists a lot of fish, olive oils, healthy fats, coconut oils, things of that sort. Once again, along with fruits and vegetables and nuts and whole grains, things like, you know. And when we talk whole grains, I mean, that would kind of encompass like the brown rices, the quinoas, things
like
that.
Quinoa, brown rice, millet.
About like steel cutouts, is that included?
That's still going to be pro-inflammatory just because it's processed. But go ahead and finish your thought process on that, Dr. Sean.
No, that was it. I mean, that's the Mediterranean diet in a nutshell. But once again, it's a lot of good stuff in it.
Yeah, all these diets are basically saying the same thing. Get back to whole foods. I will say, like the Atkins, which we didn't mention, but we will, you want to be careful with the fruits and veggies that are high in sugar, like bananas. You know, and don't get me wrong, when we have a banana in our house, we literally split it between three of us. We're having a chunk of banana, not a whole banana. Why? Because they're very, very high in sugar. And so we're trying to cut out the high sugar fruits or cut them down. But getting back to the grains, our society loves grain, loves it. And who doesn't like grain? Who doesn't like bread and pasta and all that good stuff? We'll talk a little bit more in the next session about, again, how those particular foods are affecting our bodies.
We'll also talk about a couple diets that we're not fans of, and I'm going to always, given the opportunity, going to plug the weight loss program that we started in our office because it works, and we're having a lot of success with it. So we'll talk about that a little bit more.
And if somebody's interested, how do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us at 217-698-5800. Our website is reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
I just was thinking on that last session when I ended that, did I give my cell phone number?
I don't know. I don't know.
We'll have to go to the tape. All right. This is the Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Taking Back Your Health with Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean. We've been talking all afternoon about, diets and how we're kind of doing it wrong. Doing it wrong, a lot of people, right?
Some are doing it right. Yeah. I'll say some of us are doing it right, and some are definitely doing it wrong. Couple more to touch on before we kind of move past this, move up and on. SlimFast, that's another one I was reading up on. The thing that I personally don't like, and I don't know if Dr. Chris knows much about SlimFast.
The supplement. I mean, they give you the shakes and things, right?
Yeah. The shakes and things like that. And I was looking it up. There's shakes, there's bars, there's cookies, there's little 100-calorie snack packs. It's just, once again, this stuff is... I thought SlimFast was a joke. Reason being, does it mean you can't lose weight on it? Of course not. Of course you can lose weight on it. Is it sustainable? Well, not unless you're having their shakes and their cookies on a regular basis. And once again, is that a good thing? Is losing weight with poor nutrition a good thing? We don't see it that way because you want to feed the cells of your body. You want your body to be strong because a strong body's going to last you longer. It's going to make you feel more vibrant. It's going to give you more energy to get up and go and tackle whatever you need to tackle that day. So when I was reading the SlimFast, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that say, hey, great, you know, lost 30 pounds, lost 100 pounds on it. But
you know, it's all like, what's the big one they advertise on TV? The
Nutrisystem.
All that stuff, you know, people need to realize, and people don't realize this, this stuff is made with the cheapest possible products, and they manufacture these things, and no matter what it is, it's cheap. They use cheap ingredients. Then they tell you to, like, the SlimFast, or not the SlimFast, but the other one. And a lot of these even things they sell around town, these food meals that they sell, go home and microwave it. Well, guess what? Sorry to tell people, but microwaving is not good for your food. And it destroys nutrition, and people don't know that. But again, it's fast and it's quick, and everybody's about fast and quick, and that's why we have such a health problem in America, is everybody's about speed and efficiency, and I need to eat this so I can get on and go over and do this thing, and I don't have time to sit down and eat and relax. And so we have a society of severe weight problems in our, you know, in America. And we have a society of people who are on acids and having all kinds of digestive problems. Why is this? Well, again, what we love to talk about in our office is stress, and stress is ultimately the main component, and people who have weight issues are stress eaters, and on and on and on and on.
And so when we got started with the weight loss program in our office, it's something that, you know, there's a lot of chiropractors out there doing weight loss, and there's a lot of programs out there for weight loss. None of them that were really congruent with our thought process. Reason being, a lot of them are get on this thing, you know, get on this product, do this thing for X amount
drops.
Of time, or the drops, this or that. Yeah. And then what? You know, what are you doing afterwards? So you're going to lose 30 pounds in a month or in, you know, 40 days or whatever it is. Then what? And a lot of those programs, you know, don't address that.
There's nothing on the back end.
There's
then,
nothing
right?
on the back end. And that's why we never got into it. That's why we never brought those into our office, because we want to stand behind products that we have in our office. And a lot of times, We, you know, if it's supplements, guess what? We're taking them. If it's adjustments, guess what? We're getting them. Stretch.
How's your program different then?
How's ours is, it's quite a bit different. There's no crash diets. There's no fasting. Yes, there's supplements that you take with it, but the program that we have is actually, once again, getting back to teaching people how to eat real foods. It's real food.
Forever, right?
Forever. Yeah. It's not, there are no special packages or, you know, mixed drinks, this or that. Yes, you're taking some supplements to cleanse the body while you lose the weight and some to help aid in the weight loss itself. But it's all about getting back to eating three meals a day with some small snacks, something to get the, you know, metabolism going. Because most people who are, you know, having weight issues probably have a pretty poor schedule to begin with. The good thing about our program is there's no exercise required. And that's for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, they'll say, I don't have time for exercise, this or that. Well, that's good because they actually encourage you not to do it if you're not already. Yeah, you can, you know, continue exercise if you've already doing that. We, as a side note, are always telling people, if you don't exercise, at least get out and walk. Walking is huge. But what also makes our program different is it's not built up over 4 weeks or 6 weeks. There isn't, you know, depending on how much the client is wanting to lose, there's a weight loss period, which may range anywhere from, you know, 3 to 5 months. And then we also have checkups that are built in for an additional 8 months post weight loss. So a lot of the people that we're getting on our program are actually going to be coming in our office anywhere from 10 to 12 months.
Reinforcing that those good habits that they've made, right?
Exactly. It's that accountability aspect. And that's something that we've always hammered home. We are here to hold people accountable because that's what they need. And, you know, people who've been through our program and are in that maintenance phase where they're coming in at their monthly checkup or their, you know, 2-time-a-month checkup, that is what it is. It's a reinforcement. It's the, hey, here's where I've been. This is what I've been doing. I'm doing great with it. But you know, it's still kind of, it's in the back of their mind every month. Hey, this is, you know, I got to check in. I'm going to see the docs.
The accountability aspect
is huge. So yeah, so that's what makes our program a little different. Of course, like I said, there's the supplements. We also do some therapies in our office that help and aid in the stress relief aspect of it all.
Because that's always a factor, right?
Huge. Yeah. As for any listener that's been on here before, you know, there's a big stress factor.
One of the things I think has been missing in all these weight loss things is, again, people aren't addressing the main thing. That's the psychological part of getting well and not being attracted to that food and not going to that junk food for relieving your stress. That's probably one of the biggest things. I had a woman in recently. She's a type 1 diabetic, insulin-dependent diabetic. And she told me what she's eating. I was just like floored. I'm like, we need to sit down and talk about this because you want to be healthier, but your body is so inflamed I can barely touch you and you're coming off the table because you're in so much pain.
Right.
But she's eating either McDonald's oatmeal, I think she said, or these prepackaged Jimmy Dean sausage sandwiches that you throw in the microwave. And I'm like, wow, we need to sit down and talk. Because she came in, she said, I need to learn. I want to be healthier. Do you guys offer a class? And you know what? We used to have classes. We're going to talk about that every other Wednesday, just to sit down and educate people for an hour. And I think we'd have to get back into that because, like we're finding, you know, people want to know. They want to know answers. People want to ultimately be healthier. People want to take their health back into their own hands. Wow, take back your health. That's what our program is all about. So we want to educate people and we want them to get the good information. So
if you know anybody out there, as we always say, you know, that are needing services like what we provide, send them our way. You know, we're talking about dieting today. Our weight loss program is perfect for anybody who's failed before. If you're tired of being on the yo-yo diets and you're looking for a sustainable diet, well, that's, you know, we're going to teach you the way that we eat, the way that we know our bodies were designed to eat, and we're going to hold you accountable on top of it. We want people to come in our office and be willing to do something to get the result they're looking for. We don't want somebody that is just going to think everything's going to be handed to them. We want patients who are motivated to be well because we're motivated to help you, and that is our mission in practice. That's our mission essentially in life. To help people realize that they have control and they can take back their health.
And people need to realize too, yes, we help people with pain, but But health is so much more than just being out of pain, and that's what we want to get through to people.
How do we get a hold of you guys at Reed Family Wellness?
You can give us a call at 217-698-5800.
And that's not Dr. Chris's cell phone.
That's not Dr. Chris's cell phone.
Dr. Chris did give his cell phone out last time, so yes. Disregard that.
Yes, 217-698-5800 or reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. Or visit our Facebook page.
All right, Dr. Chris, Dr. Sage, Dr. Sean, always good to see you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Joey.
Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness. The best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.